The appointment and public designation of Yehoshua as the successor to Moshe and the future leader in waiting is preceded by a request made by Moshe to Hashem to appoint just such a successor. Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'chol Basar, God who is the God of spirits of all types of people, of all flesh, should appoint Ish Al Ha'edah, should appoint a person, a leader on the congregation, who will go out before them, who will go after them, who will be a leader, take them in, take them out, and who will be a leader. V'lo tia adas Hashem kitzon asher ein lehem roeh. But God forbid there should be a gap in leadership. There shouldn't be a nation who has no shepherd, a flock without a shepherd. There should be not a nation that does not have a leader. It's immediately thereafter that Hashem tells Moshe, Kachalchas Yoshua ben Nun, etc., etc., and you will appoint him and designate him publicly as your successor. Rashi, in his comments to Moshe's request, quote, two incredible and really poignant and profound midrashim that I'd like to share with you today. The first comment comes from the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Chaf Aleph, Siman Yudalid, and this has to do with Moshe's desire for a successor. All we get from the actual Torah text is that Moshe wants a successor. There's no indication in the Torah text who Moshe has in mind, or if he has anyone in mind, to be his successor. However, the Medrash suggests that Moshe very much had a personal interest in who should succeed him. And this is triggered in the thought of the Medrash by an explanation, a discussion of why now, of all times, does Moshe make this request. And the Medrash comments that, in fact, the reason for this was Kaven Shiyarshu Benos Tzalovcha Ravihen Amar Moshe Hare Ani Hare Hashash Et Ba Ba Tzarchi Es Im Benos Yershos Bedinhu Shiyarshu Banai Es Kivodi. Triggered by the recent events of seeing the request of the daughters of Tzalovchad, and ultimately the decision by Hashem to let them inherit their father's land, given the fact that there were no brothers, this triggers in Moshe's mind a thought: now that I see that Hashem cares so much about Yerusha and inheritance, so now I should ask also for my own inheritance. Who will be my spiritual heir? Who will succeed? Who will inherit the mantle of leadership? And what is amazing is that according to the Medrash, Moshe very much desired that it would be his children, his sons, who would succeed him. However, very poignantly, and we can only imagine how difficult this must have been for Moshe to hear, Hashem responds that, in fact, that is not what I have considered. Commenting on using the pasuk in Mishle in Perek Kav Zayin, Notzer Teina Yochel Peria, the one who guards the fruit should be the one who benefits from it. The Medrash describes Moshe being told by Hashem that your children, Yashvu Lehem Velo Asku B'Torah, they were not diligent enough as students. But Yoshua, Harba Sheirescha, he was an unbelievably dutiful student, and he was Mesharis Yuhi, took care of you, he was a helper and aid, harbi chalak lecha kavod, he gave you lots of honor, he would wake up early in the morning to prepare the room, the classroom for the shir, umarev beis avad shelo yeh mesadres asaf solim, vupres asamach tzolos, he was there in your service in the morning, at night, all day, making sure, hoel v'hu sheirescha b'chol kocho, since he served you with all of his might, kedai hu sheyishamash es Yisrael, she'enu ma'abeit scharo, he should also therefore honor and merit to be the next leader. He shouldn't lose his deserved reward. And I think there are many lessons to learn from this incredible Medrash. First of all, the humanity with which it depicts Moshe. He's not just asking, you know, coincidentally for his sons. The Medrash is very blunt and very honest. It describes Moshe as saying, well, if Tzalofchad's daughters got what they got, then therefore the time has come at the Babar Tzarchi, my needs. This is about what Moshe wants. My children should be Yoresh, my kavod. And this, I think, is a very normal parental, fatherly desire for children to succeed, for children to inherit, for children to provide a continuity. And I think for many father of ours, we would understand this completely. The surprise is the depth of humanity that it ascribes to Moshe. He's no different than a normal father, than any one of us who would very much want his own children to be his successors. And that's really something that's very powerful and very gripping. At the same time, the fact is that leaders, in this case HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yachol, sometimes have to make hard decisions. Sometimes parents have to make hard decisions. And sometimes the one who, the immediate leader, in this case the parent, wants, isn't always the right and appropriate successor. Moreover, the reasons for Yehoshua being chosen are really very striking here. It talks not so much about him being such a big Talmud Chacham. It talks about him being a dedicated student and being a dedicated follower and serving the needs and always being around and being there for the needs of Moshe. And this, something which we don't have time to discuss in this brief shiur, but this is the idea of Godol Shimusho Yoser Milimudo. Yehoshua is the paradigm of this idea that sometimes you can gain a lot and really be a more appropriate successor in this case, not so much just because of your book knowledge, but of all of the emotional IQ, so to speak, and the other intangible information that you pick up from being a close and dedicated servant or helper to the leader. This idea of what Yehoshua character possessed in order to be appropriate as a successor is also followed up by Rashi in a second comment, which comes from the Tanchuma. And this is where the Medrash explains why this peculiar lashon of Elokei Haruchos, why is Hashem referred to here as the God, so to speak, of spirits, Lachol Basar. And the Tanchuma says that Moshe is alluding to the fact that Hashem, in his inimitable way, can relate to all people, even though people are so different. Some people are quiet, some people are loud, some people are easy to get angry, some people are calm, and Hashem can relate to everyone. So too, what Moshe is alluding to is that that's a characteristic that's needed in a leader, that this should be someone who can be sovel kol echad v'echad lefi da'atan. Yifko Hashem el keruchos l'chol basar. It should be somebody who, kavyachol, like Hashem, can relate to all the different spirits, all the different personalities. And evidently, Yehoshua possessed that as well. Not only was he a diligent and dedicated servant and student of Moshe, but he had the unique personal, emotional abilities to be the leader as well.